Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Going on, welcome back to the JetCast. You're on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this is episode 154 of our show. And today on the cast, we got to talk basketball and wrap up last week's action as both of our men's and women's teams played D1 competition in exhibition matchups. And our men's team had a fantastic showing as they went to Manhattan and matched up with Kansas State for just the second time ever and gave the Wildcats a little bit of a scare. The Jets had led for about 7 minutes of the first half of action, trailed by just 9 at halftime, and ended up falling by a score of 112-90 to put up a ton of points and shot the three incredibly well in their first matchup of the season. And of course, they get another week or so to kind of work on some things and practice, sure things up, and get ready for their season opener. But we'll recap that game in Manhattan with Coach RJ Allen and Brandon Wilson, a newcomer to the Jets basketball team, as we'll hear some of their post-game thoughts from that game. And again, Newman put up a fantastic showing, and it's not just that they were competitive and that they led a Division I Power 4 school for about half of a half. It's that they set a record against Kansas State. Now, this record technically won't stand in the real record books because, again, this matchup was an exhibition. But in K-State history, they have never allowed a team to make more than 17 three-pointers in any contest until Friday night, because the Newman Jets displayed some incredible three-point shooting and made 18 threes on 37 attempts, shot just under 49% from long range in the game. But the 18 made threes would be an opponent record against the Kansas State Wildcats. So while it may not technically stand as a full record because, again, it was an exhibition game, you, a Jets fan, can now have that fun party trivia and know that no other team has ever made more three-pointers in a game against the Kansas State Wildcats than your Newman Jets. They were led by Jaden Shane and Brandon Wilson. And again, we'll hear from Brandon in a little bit. Brandon had 5 threes, 18 total points. Jaden Shane, 5 of 9 from 3, 17 points in the effort. Also, Trey Clayton off the bench, he scored 13, and then a whole bunch of other Jets poured in some points. Thatcher McClure had 9, Aaron Murphy had 8, Sam Somerhalder had 7 points and 8 rebounds, Jacob Joe and Kobe Freeman each had 6 points, Cyrus Shaw had 4, Deacon Courtney scored his first basket as a Newman Jet, the freshman from Omaha, and he had 2 in the contest. But it was a fantastic night, really fun environment in Manhattan, and again, Newman played fantastic, but we'll hear about that in just a little bit on our show this week. And also, when we wrap up the show, we will take a look around Newman Jets athletics and wrap up the soccer regular season for our women's team. As we'll hear from head coach Dylan Grunzel as well later on in our show after their big 3-0 shutout win of Missouri Southern on Sunday afternoon. And we'll recap their final contest on the road Wednesday night at Central Oklahoma as well. But first, let's get to our first break here on the JetCast. And again, when we come back, we'll get you started with our basketball recap, visiting with Brandon Wilson and head coach RJ Allen. That's coming up next on the JetCast here on episode 154 on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org. Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into our post-game show tonight here from Bramlage Coliseum. Post-game show brought to you by Keystone Solid Surfaces. Jackson Schneider courtside here in Manhattan with our influxer player of the game, Brandon Wilson. Brandon, first of all, welcome to Newman. It's nice to finally meet you and get to chat, my man. But
thank you.
Heck of an effort tonight from you and your teammates. Take me through this experience as a whole and what it was like to go to battle against a strong, big, athletic K-State team.
It was a heck of an experience. You know, it's something that I haven't really got to do yet. So it was – shout out to K-State for giving us the opportunity to come out here and play and compete. You know, I really do appreciate that, and I'm glad to see my guys, you know, come out here and compete, you know, at a high level, you know, with a Big 12 school.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a team that's got NCAA tournament aspirations and wants to go challenge, you know, some of the biggest and best in all of college basketball, and you guys mm-hmm. were right there with them pretty much the whole way. Mm-hmm. And they tried to make a couple of big runs in the first half, but you guys were able to kind of stem the tide and slow mm-hmm. them down. Take me through kind of the mental aspect of that, being able to shrug off some of the big runs and keep battling through that adversity.
We understood as a squad, from coaches all the way down to the end of the bench, that we're in their house, we're in Manhattan, they're gonna go on runs, you know, they're gonna get some calls in their favor, but we have to stay together and we gotta keep our energy high. As long as we keep our energy high and we're competing and we're crashing and we're making the extra pass and high-fiving our teammates, you know. It may seem corny, but that high five brings energy. It's an energy tap. You know, keep everybody locked in. And we're just trying to show that we're here. Like, you know, even though we're a D2 school, we're here.
Absolutely. Well, one of the ways that I was trying to get to know you as a player and as a person to do my research was I watched a Netflix show.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've been asked about this a lot. But just I have to ask and get it out of the way early. What was that experience like to play at East L.A. and mm-hmm. be a part of that documentary? And mm-hmm. on top of that, you got to play against some pretty dang good competition.
It was a very neat experience. I had never experienced anything like that in my life. You know, California JUCO, you know, shout out to those guys that are in California JUCO. They understand the struggle. Like, it's not like, you know, National JUCO, you get scholarship housing. You got to worry about everything else, and then I got to come in and compete and practice at a high level while Mosley's yelling, and I got the cameras in my face, and I got to be able to try to maintain and stay focused on the goal at hand. But it was a shout out to the Netflix crew, shout out to all the people, the producers, shout out to Coach Mosley, shout out to Coach Ken, all of those guys that was a part of that experience. You know, they helped shape me into the player that I became for for the next level.
Absolutely. Well, that you go from there to Oklahoma City, right? And they play basketball at a really high level down there. And I know you see some great competition down in that conference in the NAIA. Mm-hmm. How did that help you to kind of take the next step as a player and prepare to become the player that you are now, and especially a new guy on this roster, but one I think is going to be counted on to be a bit of a leader?
It was big time. That SAC conference is one of the better NAIA conferences in the country. You know, they have a lot of D1, D2 bounce back guys. So I think people really sleep on that level, you know, and being able to go night in and night out and having to compete with people who have played at a high level really opened my eyes to show me that it doesn't matter what level you're at, people are going to compete at a high level. You're going to have athletes at a high level. You're going to have shooters at a high level. And you have to be ready to counter it with your own punches in the mouth.
Awesome. Well, Brandon, last thing I got for you is this was a fantastic experience and all, but it's just the beginning, right? You got a long year ahead. You got a couple of weeks to kind of learn from tonight and practice as you approach the real season opener in 2 weeks. What does this team have to learn from tonight to get better moving forward?
I think the biggest thing is being able to maintain high energy throughout the course of the entire game. You know, we gotta keep our energy and effort and crashing the glass. We have to stay competitive like all game long. And I think here tonight, showing that we competed at a high level with a Big 12 school, you know, who has NCAA tournament aspirations. As long as we keep building on what we did tonight, I think we'll be seen late in March when it comes time for the D2 NCAA tournament.
Awesome. Well, Brandon, I'll let you go on that note, but first I got to take a selfie. I was going to have Daph take the picture, but she's locked in. Can you take our picture? Is that Daphne Williams, SID extraordinaire? Thank you very much, Daph, and thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. I really
appreciate
you.
The time, and we'll talk again soon, my man, all
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll have you hand that headset to Coach Allen and continue our post-game show with our post-game coaches interview sponsored by Donlinger Construction. They've been a leader in construction for more than 125 years. Donlinger Construction provides high-quality construction services all across the Midwest, and you can learn more at donlinger.build. Again, Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman Hedman's basketball coach R.J. Allen after taking on Kansas State and falling 112-90, but Coach, that was a heck of an effort from your guys. They really, I felt, answered the call in terms of the physicality and the toughness that a Division I team can bring, and they really went blow for blow with a really good team.
Yeah, they did. They, they're really big and physical, and so I was concerned with their physicality and size and just kind of how we play. There's times where, you know, matchups, it just doesn't match well. But our guys competed at a high level. I didn't see us back down. You know, we'll watch the film and stat everything. But, I was pleased with our efforts, like loose ball first to the floor. And then, I can only remember, two or three missed, like bad beat box outs. So those are all encouraging where, yeah, they're a little bigger, they're a little more physical, but you guys are trying to make the right play.
Now, that was kind of what I wanted to ask you about, because looking at the box score tonight, you know, you can pick out 23 turnovers, and you're not going to like that, I know, but when you're facing a task that's as big and as long and as quick as K-State, do you live with some of those turnovers knowing that they're making good decisions in most cases, or did you still see some area of growth that needs to come there?
Yeah, a little of both. I think, you know, we had some live ball turnovers because I felt like that was the separator in the game, where we allowed them to get out in transition, which creates more possessions and a pace, which played to their favor with their athleticism. And so, you got to cut down on the live ball turnovers just in general. Like, we have to do a better job with that. Some of that was just game plan. Like, we really wanted to try to push it and put pressure on their transition defense. And so, I think you have to live with some of the mistakes, but you can still clean up the others.
Sorry to cut you off. I was just trying to get him with sign language. I'm not very good at that. Well, Coach, I wanted to take a picture and kind of lead this into my next question because it's all about the experience, right? Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime type opportunity for a lot of your guys, and to play in a gym like this in an environment like this, and, you know, the lights go off and there's pyrotechnics in the starting lineup. But did you give your guys just a chance, even when the bullets are flying and you want to see them stay competitive, just to soak in the moment a little bit and enjoy this opportunity?
Yeah, I think that comes with maturity as a coach. Early in my career, I probably was more just like zoned in and maybe missed, you know, the opportunity to kind of take it all in and allow the kids to take it all in, because it is a cool experience for them. And so we didn't want to miss that this year with this group. We wanted them to enjoy it and get to experience, you know, competing against, you know, guys that played at the highest level. And so that was cool and that was great for them. And they were able to do that and yet and still compete at a high level. I never felt like our group was kind of shell-shocked at all. I think our experience had some to do with that. Just guys on the floor like Sam and Thatcher and Jaden Shane just kind of really setting the tone for a group to kind of just dig in and compete.
Well, you talk about competing against kind of the best of the best, and P.J. Haggerty is really one of those guys. He's a consensus All-American at the Division I level and guy that tested the draft waters just a few short months ago. And he scores, 27 tonight, I think, is what he ended up with. But feel like you really had to work for that. So how can you speak on your team's defensive effort against him and a talented offensive team? I mean, you give up 112 tonight, but I felt like still the defense was a pretty good place to start for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to go back and watch the film. Anytime you give up 112 points in a 40-minute game, the alarms are going off. But, yeah, dude is super talented and really skilled. And so, like, what makes him tough to guard is, like, he's very shifty. He's not going to, like blow by you, but he just plays angles very well, and he finishes. And his body control is like unbelievable. And so he's extremely talented and a great get for them, and won't be surprised if he has another big year.
And Coach, the thing I'll leave you with is, what do you use from tonight to grow and move forward? You got 2 weeks before the games really count, and you're going to get tested right away with Southwest Oklahoma and Arkansas Tech. So how do you grow from a game like this and get better?
Yeah, it's nice that we have a little bit of time to kind of just continue to learn. I think there's that fine line. I think there's some positives there that our group can grow from. It's really trying to keep our edge, because I think all of us coming into tonight had no idea what to expect. And, you know, now we were able to play against someone else, and you know, there's some things that we have to get better at, and so we're going to go back to the drawing board and work on that and try to get ready for Southwest Oklahoma State, which is a good basketball club, and then we got to run it back with Arkansas Tech. So two really quality opponents that we have to improve in order to go get it done.
Awesome. Well, Coach, again, thank you for the time tonight. Thanks for allowing me to come tag along and enjoy this amazing experience with your team and get to witness firsthand the first game of the year. And I think starting in a great place for a long road ahead. Thanks for the time, as always, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's RJ Allen, head coach of your Newman Jets, and our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Donlinger Construction.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider out at Wilkins Field today celebrating a Newman victory, shutting out Missouri Southern 3-0, visiting with head coach Dylan Grunzel. Coach, last home match of the year and a big finish for your ladies. I mean, you got on them that early goal from Emma and then just added to it in the second half. Just a overall very impressive effort from your team.
Yeah, just, I think that we knew that Southern was going to come in and play a really high line, and we knew we needed to try to take advantage of that. And, you know, we kept putting balls in behind. It would be offsides, but they stuck to that game plan. They didn't get frustrated at each other, which sometimes can happen in that. And they kept doing what we asked them to do, and, you know, it resulted in 3 goals.
Well, I know it's been a long season, and it's been tough at times because the team's been so much better, I feel like, and I know you feel like this group's made so many big improvements this year, but the result hasn't quite followed. But to get that today, how much pride and excitement does that give you for this team that they keep battling and keep fighting and find themselves in a great spot right now?
Yeah, just proud of the effort all year. It's hard when you've created some losses and you've done those things. It's hard to keep battling, but they came to training with a smile on their face and a resilience to work hard and regardless of the previous result, and you could see it today. They did a lot of great things today, and like I said, it's great to get the first shutout, and do those things really well and score a couple goals. I'm super proud of them.
I wanted to talk about that defensive effort especially because you knew, especially in the second half, they were going to continue to try and put pressure on you, and I think they were out shooting you 11-3 or 4, and they kept trying to break through, but the defense held strong. What did you see from that side of things today?
We knew that we did not want to give them set pieces, so we would force them centrally, let them shoot from distance, and we're going to trust that our goalkeepers can make the saves and that our players can get in front and block shots. And it's a little bit different to show them middle and let them shoot from distance, but we were going to put faith in our goalkeepers and then trust that our players know, like, hey, we're going to force them here, and then we're going to prevent them from shooting. So I thought they did a great job of that. And then I think that just being able to win the first ball and the second ball, I thought we were a lot better at that today. And we've been working at that all year. And like I said, they were able to be very successful with it today. Like I said, the back line held it down, and the midfielders were great at winning the first and second ball, and the strikers they'd press them and prevent them from getting forward. And that was our big thing, is just don't let them get forward, and we'll walk away with the W today. And they did that really well.
You had 3 different goal scorers. You continue to develop weapons around the field. I mean, Evan got one. We talked about Lexi off the PK there, and then Delphine got another one. I feel like every time I see a match sheet, it's Delphine in the scorebook. But yep, you've really added some offensive firepower this season and stepped things up there. How has that offense gone about its development over the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Delphine obviously is, she's number one on everybody's scout. It's like, how do we stop Delphine? And so I think that the players have stepped up around her, and Colby is just kind of this one that she'll float underneath Delphine and look for the ball, and then she'll, she's our set piece taker. She can put them in the back of the net wherever. And of course, we get a pen and she's not on the field. But Lexi, she took them as a club player, as a high school player. So she's comfortable and she stepped up, and she's got such a great demeanor to just, I'm going to step up and put this ball in the back of the net. Like I said, she does those things well. Those are the goals that she scores, whether it's a ball in the air, taking a set piece on occasionally. Like I said, she does so well with those things, and she's just got such a great mentality to step up like, yeah, I got this.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about, Youth Sports Day, right? You got to see a lot of the community out to support you on this Sunday afternoon. And I know it's a little chilly, especially for you covered in Gatorade right now, but what was the environment like for you today?
It's great. Like, it's nice to see the younger players that come out and get to watch the game at a higher level and see something that they can be a part of. And we've had players that have gone through our camps, been to games as a 6-year-old and 7-year-old that, ended up here as a player. So I think it's cool to have those things out, people out to support. And like I said, we want to continue to grow that, and our connection with the community. That's a big part of our culture, is, we're more than just here to play soccer. Like, we want to impact the next players here or the next player somewhere, just to have a positive impact on them.
All right, last question, Coach, is, again, I know you're cold, so I got to let you go, but big win against Central Oklahoma coming up in a couple of days to finish out the regular season. How do you build off the performance today into that one?
I think you just show them, like, hey, you're capable of competing in this conference. And that's another one. Central Oaks having a great year. Like, Amel does a great job with that team. And so, you know, they're going to have to continue to step it up. They're a big, fast, physical team. And we're going to have to deal with some tough players. And I think they're going to rise to the challenge, regardless of, you know, if it gets us into the playoffs or it doesn't, and at this point it doesn't, like, they're always going to rise to that challenge to find a chance to grow as an individual and as a group.
Awesome. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That's Dylan Grunzel. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Final segment of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network as we wrap up our show for today by taking a look around Jets athletics for the coming week. I do want to put a bow on women's soccer. As you heard from Coach Dylan Grunzel just a few minutes ago after their win on Sunday afternoon over Missouri Southern. They wrapped up the year last night, Wednesday night, at Central Oklahoma and fell 2-0. That game was tied at 0, approaching the 80th minute, but a couple of late goals by UCO would earn the victory in that one. And so the women's soccer team here at Newman closes out their season. They finished the year with a record of 2-14 with two ties as well, 1-10-1 in conference play, but continued to progress. Show progress all season and look really forward to the growth of that program. Coach Grunzel does a fantastic job, and we'll visit with him hopefully here in the next couple of weeks to put a bow on the season. But until then, let's take a look at some of the other matches and events coming up in Jets athletics later on this week. We'll start with Thursday night here, of course, as things get going with volleyball on the road at Central Oklahoma tonight at 6 o'clock as well. Number 5, Fort Hays State comes to Wichita tonight at 7 as they will take on the Jets on the soccer field at Wilkins Field, of course, and the big upset could help Newman's men's soccer postseason hopes. They're right on the cusp of that MIAA-GAC conference postseason tournament, looking to make another push to the tournament once again after a run last year, but they'll have to try and pull off the upset against, again, fifth-ranked Fort Hays State tonight at 7. Then Friday night, Newman on the road at Arkansas Fort Smith at 6 o'clock on the volleyball court, looking to maybe get a win back after falling in a tight one at home against UAFS a couple of weeks ago. This weekend, men's bowling will head up to Rockford, Illinois, and compete in the Leatherneck Classic, hosted by Western Illinois University. Saturday morning, both men's and women's cross country will be competing at the NCAA Regionals down in Joplin, Missouri. And then men's soccer will head on the road for their regular season finale, and this will be a massive one. It could be win and in. It could be tie and in. You'll have to take a look at the conference tables heading into Saturday, and again, that depends on how things go Thursday night. But Newman will take on Northeastern State at 6 o'clock on Saturday down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, with huge postseason implications in that match. And then the wrestling team will host the Red and Blue Duel Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Fugate Gymnasium. So look forward to that on the wrestling mats as well. But that is everything coming up this weekend and beyond in Jets athletics. As always, you can go to newmanjets.com/calendar or download the Newman Jets app today to check out everything coming up. Make sure you're on top of all the latest. That's going to wrap up our show for today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. As always, appreciate you tuning in. This is show 154. We'll be back with plenty more next week. Look forward to talking to you then. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.